Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, Mary. Hi. I thought the hurricane season was over.
The hurricane season was over.
Are you ready for a crazy ride? You're on your own, it ain't right. Something's gotta give in tonight. Together we can, to the moon, stop the rain, even ride a hurricane if we wanna. Together we can, walk into space, save the human race. Oh, if only we could see how to bring humanity to a point of clarity. Lucky you listen to me. I know the game, I've lived it well. Forget the shame, let's show and tell. This world is ours, no country fame. Our earth belongs to just one name. You'll find it in the heart of light. Bring the light and fight the night. So close your eyes and connect to me. Don't second guess, it's destiny. Together is the place to be. If we could only look and see. Together we can, to the moon, stop the rain, even ride a hurricane, if we wanna. Together we can, walk into space, save the human race. You think we oughta. Now that we've got a strong connection, see the screen, eyes like projection. I know this life is not so easy, so I give thanks to little
easy. If
it's the truth, life's so ironic, sharing comments and hit that chronic. And many others come to find there's more to life than what's defined. The clock is ticking, there's so much time. Free the soul and write the rhyme. Start searching high and read the caption. This is now your call to action. If we could only look and see. Together we can, to the moon, stop the rain, even ride a hurricane if we wanna. Together we can, walk into space, save the human race. Do you think we oughta? Together we can, walk in space, save the human race. Do you think we oughta? Together we can do anything. Together we can.
Well, good evening, everyone, and welcome to Thirsty Thursdays with your host, the Dream Teacher. I hope you are having an absolutely wonderful day, as I am very excited to be here, as always. If you haven't noticed, tonight we do have a special guest. It's Chan Psychic will be here, and he will be talking with me, and also we will be doing readings together. He'll be on for a short amount of time tonight, so make sure you call in quickly so that we can get to your call before he has to depart. So if you need the number, it's 646-727-2870, and call in if you would like some sort of reading. We'll be doing them after our wishes at 11:11. Now, today I would like to bring up a couple things. It was brought to my attention that there's a lot of death happening here on Earth. There's old things dying, how ironic. Mm-hmm. My friend Tiffany sitting right next to me is just drawn away, and she happens to be spelling the word death. Interesting. Well, anyways, it is a very, very big thing coming around. Death of old things, death of possibly people, jobs maybe, a lot of things. And so, of course, with death comes many new and great things and the chance for things to grow even more. And just new beginnings, new lives, new everything. And you really have to look at that. You got to find that silver lining and realize that death isn't all that bad. It's natural. It happens, and we all go through it. We should be praising and giving much love to the dead because it's not something to be feared or scared about. It's something to be loved and appreciated because it's just the next stage. It's just the next shift, that's all. Moving to the next thing. Of course, taking your life before it needs to be taken is not a very wise thing. So don't go out there and, you know, be like, oh, yeah, death is good. No, okay, you're here for a reason, and you're going to die when you naturally die. Just to make sure there's no confusion. Okay. So there's also a couple physical body deaths that have been happening. And I really wanted to send out and have everyone put a little heart in the chat room. And with these hearts, we send them many healing thoughts to Kevin Vest and his family and everyone else affected. Our hearts go out to you and to all of you who are in deep, deep sorrow and grieving the life lost. Hopefully, we can send enough hearts out and send out our loving healing thoughts so that they may see this death as a new beginning and realize that their lost loved one will be there with them anytime they need. He's watching over everyone, and I send out my heart infinite love and gratitude for all of those affected. Also, I did want to mention my friend Tiffany. Her aunt is going through, she's in a coma right now. And her mom is really upset, and her whole family. And so I definitely wanted to send out loving thoughts and healing thoughts to them as well. So that hopefully we can bring some really great things into the lives of these other people. Our family, brothers and sisters, we're all here together. We're all connected. And Ian says hello, Tiffany.
Hi.
Oh, he's grieving. I feel you. Oh, so much compassion, so much love here. I love it. What a great resonating feeling. What a great feeling for us to sit in. I'm so glad we could all come here and share in this tonight, and thank you all so much. Raising both arms in prayer. Beautiful, absolutely beautiful. So, it's getting close to the wishing hour, and I want you all to think about your minute of oneness and send out a wish, whatever it may be. Wish for new things. Wish for the silver lining. Wish for absolutely anything. It can be absolutely anything you want. Okay, I got you. Thanks, Ian. I have a very funny wish. Everything just seems to be falling right into place for myself, as always. And everything is turning out well. There's really new and great relationships that have entered my life. Bad ones have left it. And new ones are coming. And it's absolutely wonderful. I'm just basking in this blissful glory. It's so great. I love it. I love it. So I want to extend this and create some bigger goals. And my wish tonight is for one day me to work with Lady Gaga. Oh my gosh, that would just be one of the best things ever. I very much admire her and love her work. So in lieu of my wish, I'm going to play a little Bad Romance. Happy wishes, everyone. I love you all.
Oh, oh, oh.
Roma ma gaga, ooh la la, what's your bad romance?
Woo! Bad romance. Oh my gosh. Love Lady Gaga. I've been jamming out to her all day. So, yeah, Ian. Like I said, work it. Alright. So, I wanted to, since we're going with this whole gratitude and just, I'm really feeling this love and all this grateful feelings. It just feels so enlightening and lifting. I just feel light as a feather. I wanted to talk about Blog Talk Radio and how amazing this site is and how I wish that everyone would get involved. It has been such a learning experience for myself. Just having a show, it doesn't matter how many people show up, who, like, it doesn't matter. It's just here I am every week, and it's like a dedicated thing, something that I have set in stone, something that I have all the time. And you know what, that I can call it mine, too. And it's really great, and I love helping people, and it's just the most wonderful feeling. So I'm going to bring Chance on and talk about this a little bit. Hello, Chance.
Hey, how are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you for having me today.
Oh, no problem. Thank you for coming. It means a lot. I know you have a busy schedule, so thank you very much.
Anytime. Your show's awesome, and I especially love your intro. Great.
Oh, yeah. Thanks. That's one of my favorite songs, The Other Weekend. I totally got the chorus from the Cheetah Girls movie from Disney.
Yeah.
But, like, it just stuck with me so well that I'm like, oh, yeah, I have to, like, intertwine it in something. It works out perfect.
Cool. Yeah.
So do you want to tell us a little bit about yourself?
Well, I'm Chance, and I'm just basically a soul. I have a soul that has experienced many lifetimes that has played very important roles as in I have played the, I guess, the rich and the poor. I have played the innocent and the predator. I have been many places, and basically I have knowledge and wisdom, and I pretty much consider myself the psychic teenager. I am intuitive. I am very highly sensitive, very psychic. I live in Georgia, and ever since I was a little boy, I always had the gift of knowing information about people that I had no business of knowing. And basically, as time progressed, I end up researching and finding out what was this all about before I even knew what the word psychic meant. And I just kind of embraced the gift. And ever since I was 13, I started to do intuitive readings online and see how my progress was. And a lot of people was pleased with it, and it just kind of grew into my career. And I'm a spiritual teacher. I'm on YouTube. I have a YouTube screen name, which is called It's Chance Pisces. And I'm also on Blog Talk Radio every Friday at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, if you type in Psychic Chance. And I'm just here to pretty much similar lot to you, to share my wisdom of peace and knowledge and compassion, and by the end of the day, to tell the word that we are all equal. We are all on a soul journey to experience for God, to experience for our life purpose, because we are here for a purpose to accomplish something for ourselves, not for someone else, though, but for ourselves, because we are all universal energy, and we're made up of one energy. We're one soul living in a big, gigantic universe, and that's the bigger picture that people really have to observe and look into. So just breathe into that. That's the message.
Oh, wow.
That I have. Huh?
said, wow, that is quite a message. You certainly are a beautiful and wise soul.
Thank you.
Very grateful you're here tonight. So if anybody would like to call in and get a little reading from Chance and myself, again, the number is 646-727-2870. And Chance will not be here long. He does have to get going a little early tonight. So make sure you call in soon so that way we can all get to your calls. Well, we don't have no. So that's good. Oh, and Tiffany, you're calling me. Okay. Ooh, Archie is universally connected. Yes, very much so. Our energy is very much connected. He's looking in the chat here. Okay. So, Blog Talk Radio, Chance. How do you feel about Blog Talk, period?
It's amazing. I'm so glad that you asked me that question. Blog Talk Radio, it's an awesome way to get your voice out there. It's an awesome way to get in touch and to express, you know, your knowledge and your opinions and theories and your philosophies to the world. And I think that Blog Talk Radio is growing more and more every day. And it is such a great tool that it's open and provided for, you know, all people to use regardless of who they are. And I think that this is a great program that was created by someone who truly understood that there are people out there in the world that really have something interesting to express, and this is a great way of, you know, building something, I guess, sort of entertaining / educational all at once. So I admire Blog Talk Radio.
Very much, definitely. It's such a great, tool. It's such a really awesome opportunity and experience, and it's so great. I can't even stop saying it. Just because anybody can do it. Anyone can do it. It doesn't matter who you are, where you are, or what you believe in. Anybody can host a little show. And
exactly.
It's just such...
I was talking about a friend about this. I was telling a friend about this today that Blog Talk Radio is so cool, you know. Anyone can go there, like you said. You don't have to have a specific topic. You don't necessarily have to be certified or have to have the biggest degree in the world, because it's not about that. It's about who you are. And that's how the world should look at everybody, not about whether that person, you know, has the most money or, you know, has a degree or whatever. It's about listening to that person and taking in what they have to share. And, you know, seeing if you can use anything with that. Because, you know, people come on Blog Talk Radio, and some of them talk about sex, some of them talk about politics, some of them talk about religion, some of them are relationship experts, et cetera. And whatever it is, it's good entertainment. It's good educational.
Yeah.
And that's what I like.
Definitely. there's always something different, something new here. And there's really something to tickle everyone's fancy. Like, if you're interested in one topic, there's a show for it, definitely. And more people are using it, which is wonderful.
That's
why, if anybody's listening to this on archive or anywhere, get involved and start a Blog Talk show. I will definitely become a major supporter, especially if one of my shows could inspire within you to create your own. And I will be there right by your side. So make sure you let me know, send me a little friendly message or anything. Call on the show and let me know, too. That would be wonderful. Let's see. All right, we do have a couple callers. So we're going to put on 440. Oh, okay, it's Tiffany. We're going to put her through. Hello, Tiffany.
Hi.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
I am perfect. Thank you for asking. Would you like a reading this evening, darling?
Yes, I would.
All right. So I'm going to do is lay out the cards for you, and we're going to do 7 cards. And what I need you to do is count in increments from 1 to 7. And every time you say a number, I'm going to draw a card for you. So go ahead and begin at 1 whenever you're ready.
1. 2. 3. 4. 5. Seven.
All right, perfect. We're going to do the reveal. Aha. All right, we have the dog, the bear, the whip, the tree, the house, the heart, and the cross. Okay. So, I have a feeling there's a big, there's something a little bit big going on that can be causing a little bit of strife and quarrels between friends, and it's the bear's telling me that you need to remain strong and positive and very bold. Your center card is the tree, and it very much promotes growth and maturity, and it is your middle card, so it directly reflects you, and it suggests that you kind of need to sit under the shade a little bit and, you know, think. You just need to think and sort out your thoughts. It's about your home. You're really going to be thinking a lot about your house and, you know, just your home environment. And you need to, it's next to the heart. So your following your heart is definitely involved, and it's next to the cross, which is, it's so beautiful. Your hearts and thoughts are in the hands of the gods, and you're really well watched over and taken care of. So only one little negative card, which is the whip and those strife and quarrels, but look for that silver lining, and you will be quite all right, darling.
Well,
so, Jazz, were you getting anything for Tiffany?
What did she say?
Are you getting anything? Does that sound like the same with what you think for Tiffany?
Well, I think that Tiffany right now is pretty much, I think so. I think there's some quartz, though, but I think that Tiffany right now is, she's a student, and also I think she's making decisions on what direction to go with her love life at this moment, though. But she's a very spiritual person, and I think that's what the cross came up with. And, you know, she should definitely work with kids. And
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah. But there's someone around her. What you're picking up is, there's someone around her from the past that keeps coming in and out, and I don't think she knows what direction to go. I actually see more than, one individual around her that she's going to be in a relationship with, though. But I think that, she needs to follow her heart, though. But she's going to definitely, she's going to end up meeting someone new. By December.
Wow.
Oh my God.
So how do you feel, Tiffany?
So,
is there
a specific topic, a specific question you have?
Well, you hit me right on the fucking head with all of that because, like, that's so going on right now.
Yeah.
So
have fun with what's going on with you. And just follow your gut. But, you know, I think it's time for new opportunities. It's time for you to, you know, just pretty much just move forward. And let's not try to move back to the past.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, there's kind of, like, two options from the past. Like, I met up with a kid that I've been crushing on since, like, ninth grade. And we got to talking and stuff. And, like, he's, like, a choice I've kind of want to make, and then I'm talking to some other guy, and he's really, like, everything I want, but I don't know.
I know, it's
confusing.
It's confusing. But you know what my best advice for you is? To just go and have fun with what's going on. Be honest, but have fun. But I think by the end of the month, you will know who you want to be with.
Oh, my God. I'm, like, so scared now because I feel like I have to make a big choice coming up, like, so bad. Like,
well, honey,
really
life is always full of choices. Don't
yeah,
be scared. You, like,
okay,
we like, noted, you're very spiritual. You need to lock into that inner wisdom.
And what's your sign, by the way?
Aquarius.
Nice. That's awesome.
I know. The water bear. The golden age.
Right.
You're definitely tap into that inner knowing, Tiffany. You know, like you know, like you know. And use it. You have it, and it is to your advantage. You don't need to fret about things because they're trying to make their way through. You just gotta let it be.
I'm trying to do that. Just like I don't care.
Yeah.
Whatever is gonna happen, it's gonna happen. Like. I'm not expecting much. I'm not going to expect anything, and I'm just going to let it go. That's how I feel. That's what I keep feeling. That's what I keep looking at. Like, don't expect much. Just keep going, living my life. Don't expect anything, or I won't get it. That's what I feel like will happen. Because usually when I do
that's
expect
exactly
stuff,
right.
I don't get it.
Yeah, just take that action.
Exactly.
Oh, my God.
Action.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Thank you for calling.
Thanks.
No problem.
Bye.
See you in a minute. Bye.
All right. Well, it's pretty good.
Yes.
Okay. We have another caller. 440-342, but they don't have their hand raised. So if you would like to talk to us, just press number one. I'm really thinking I'm just going to put you on anyways. I don't know who this number is. I don't know. I can't even look at my phone right now. But we don't have any more callers. Oh, my gosh.
All right. Well, that's cool. I do want to say one thing. I like that you're the dream teacher, and dreams are very powerful. And I just want to let people know that dreams aren't just some illusion from the human mind, though, but dreams are a spiritual level of consciousness, a unconscious, I guess you could say, dimension. It's a different dimension. It's a different form. When we go to sleep, it's more of our soul leaving our body and going on a spiritual realm, on a spiritual dimension, into the astral realm, A-S-T-R-A-L. And it's when our spirits take a break from our bodies. And there's nothing that we have to do in Pacific to do this. It's natural. About 2 times out of a week, our soul leaves our body. And sometimes we think it's a dream. And really, we're connected to the other side because dreams are connected to the spiritual world. We leave the earth veil and we cross over to the spiritual veil. And we contact our loved ones and we go to the other side. And that's why sometimes we see people who have passed in our dreams that is so realistic. Or we end up having prophetic dreams because we gain information. And we should really listen to dreams, even if it's nonsense, because every dream has a symbol, and that symbol lies something compared to what's going on in your life that can help you and that can prepare you. And there are many dream dictionaries online you can Google. And then you have people who are just amazing, like the dream teacher, who can just pretty much interpretate your dream. So, yeah.
Oh, you're too kind.
You're welcome.
We do have one more. We have another caller. Do you want to take another call real quick?
Yes, and then I have to go, okay?
Okay. Wonderful. All right. I think this is Ian. 956 through. Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
Ian, how you doing?
I'm fine. I'm sorry. I took a while to call in. I was adjusting the volume. I had to call my other cell phone because this one is really whack.
Okay.
Hi, Dan.
Hi, how are you?
Great. Kind of embarrassed because last week, I totally missed the show. I was distracted. And the reason why I was distracted is the same reason I'm calling in tonight.
Okay.
Kind of a confusing, twisting story, but it all falls into place. It goes along the lines about when I was feeling really low, really bad, stressed out with work. I called in 2 weeks ago, and Brandon read my cards, and needless to say, his readings hit the nail on the head. I let go of somebody that I met because of my work.
Mm-hmm.
But then things changed. I made them change. Mm-hmm. And when I least expected, I met somebody.
Mm-hmm.
That I knew from before, that I never found interest in,
but
has now become an interesting person.
Yeah, and you want to know, will it work?
Exactly.
Okay. So, I think it's going to be very, very good. It's weird how we can know people from our past, but yet not interested in them, but yet our best friends from the past, or whatever you want to call them, acquaintance, end up being our lover in the future. And it's really interesting because this individual is your twin flame and has lots of things in common with you on so many levels that you can talk about and, you know, share your knowledge and wisdom with. I do see it going on a slow pace, though, but things will go farther. I think that this will be a good relationship for you because this person can be a good role model for you and also help you with pretty much, I guess you could say, when it comes to your self-esteem. Because this person seems like a person that is outspoken and has high confidence, and I see you two both going like taking a couple of trips back and forth, going on some dates. So yeah, I definitely see this working out. This is a very good one for you.
I hope so. I met him on a rebound.
Yeah.
And I kind of, on the whim, I kind of let it go because all it was a rebound, and I didn't want that. And this was 2 years ago, and I don't go out. I work in a hospital, and I hardly ever go out to clubbing. Last week, my best friend, she somehow managed to convince me to go out, and I ran into him. And it's been a week,
Wow. Exactly
1 week. But we have, me and him have been talking, calling, texting all day long for 7-8 days.
Yeah, and think you're going to be down at his house hanging out and going places.
Those are the words that I needed to hear.
Yes.
That's so sweet.
And this really is the true one. I know it's been hard for you and that you've been down many relationships and you've been searching for quite a while, though, but I have to say that this one is very special and there's not going to be any disappointments in this one. So, yeah, really, really admire this one.
I need to hear B. I need to hear Brandon's reading. I'm getting chills already as it is, but I need that closure. I need Brandon's readings.
I feel you. I'm sitting over here. I've got this big old grin on my face. I feel exactly what you're going through. It feels
well. I sent you this picture, and that's who I'm now.
Oh my gosh, he is gorgeous. You definitely got a nice touch. He is.
Is he because I get a visual too. Is he, I guess you could say, when I say dark, I mean like dark hair, sort of I guess, an olive complexion?
Well, actually, he has dark brown hair, and he is sun...
Yeah, Mediterranean look.
Kind of, yeah, he does. He's
yeah.
got that tan look.
Yeah, that's definitely the one for you.
Aww. Oh, so cute.
Well, actually, you should see this guy.
Well, definitely check me out and at me and Psychic Chance on Blog Talk Radio, and we can stay connected, and I wish the best for you.
Thank you so much.
Yes.
Thank you, Chance. Thank you for coming on the show. Ian, I'll give you a reading. I'm just going to say goodbye to Chance real quick. So
okay.
Go ahead. Thank
and
you, Chance.
Thank you for having me on the show, and I just have to say that the Dream Teacher is an awesome humanitarian / visionary, and thank you for having me, and it was great to read Tiffany and also this other gentleman right here on the phone, and
Ian.
Many blessings, all my love. All right, good night, Dream Teacher and Ian. Talk to you
thank
soon.
You. Take care, hon.
Okay, bye.
All right. Thank you so much, Chance, for coming out. That was wonderful.
Come again.
All right.
Come again. Chills, I got them.
That's so
confirmation,
good.
It is there. I'm feeling it.
I know, and I know you need that confirmation. I need the same thing, too, so don't worry. All right. So, you know the drill. What I need you to do is count from 1 to 7. And every time you say a number, I'm going to draw a card for you, okay? So go ahead and begin at 1, whenever you're ready.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Beautiful. Okay. I will do the reveal. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my goodness. Okay.
I can't get any more chills. I'm my shirt is really tight.
You might be in a little bit more chills. Okay. So, very nice, very nice reading. Okay, we have the child, the star, the man, the snake, the lily, the Sith, and the key. Okay. Now, oh my gosh, I can't even wait. I'm so excited just to tell you about this. All right, now we have the child, which is that childlike state of bliss, the very happy, wondrous, innocent feeling, the carefree child that lives in the now moment, lives for now, and is just so, it's just blissful. And it's next to the star, which is the happiest card in the deck, and it is the card that symbolizes wishes coming true, and wish fulfillment, and your dreams just coming true. And it's next to the man. There is a man that is in your life that is literally just making everything seem so surreal, which is totally obvious. And your center card is the snake. Now, usually it means to hold your tongue and, you know, kind of keep your mouth shut. Like we say, speech is silver, but silence is golden. And I have a feeling it's going to directly relate to your work. So maybe, are you like out at work?
No.
No. Okay. That's
even though I've had him over because he brought me breakfast already 3 days in a row. But I get there at 6:30, and he gets there at 7, and the crew doesn't get there till 8. So nobody's seen him.
Okay.
But I am not out.
Have you thought about coming out?
No, it's none of their business.
Yeah, this is true. This is
it's none of their business, and for them, I'm very private, I'm very reserved, and that's
mm-hmm.
how I like to keep it. I mean, it's really none of the business. I mean, what I do in my personal life is my personal life.
Wow. See, when I go to work, I like, oh man, we talk about everything. That's so funny. Like, I feel like a bunch of girls in a salon. Actually, I am the only guy there, so. And that's it. But, okay. Now, what we have, We have the Sith, which is next to the Lily. So there's some aspect to your professional or business life that you kind of need to cut out.
Let me ask you, should I be out at work?
You know what, that is entirely up to you. That is your choice. Whatever makes you feel more comfortable. But, like, I know when I go to work, I'm in, like, you know, a happy mood, I love to talk about why, you know what I mean? Like, I like to communicate that at work, especially when it's with people that I'm with, you know, for so long and hours at a time. You know what I mean?
I'm the only male. It's
are
three
you really?
Females. Yes, it's three females and myself.
The females, oh, my God, they love gay men.
True.
Well, the thing here is that they respect me for what I do, not for who I am.
Right.
You know, they admire me because I work out, I'm thin, I'm built, but not that. They respect me because I handle so much stress and everything, and I do it with a grin, and
right.
I don't break down. So on a daily basis, it's them looking up to me as a nurse, not as a gay person, because they don't know I'm gay.
Right.
They just really respect me for me being who I am.
Well, that is very true. But I do have to tell you that women have excellent gaydar, and they are the ones who have started out very intuitive, so they know things more. They have a better way of communication than guys usually do. Guys like grunt and, you know,
funny you mentioned that, because actually both of the receptionist and the new office manager that we got have been trying to hook me up with either a cousin or a neighbor or a friend, female. And I always tell them, you know, I give them an excuse, you know. So anyway, I'm sorry for interrupting, but I was just asking if it was in any way relevant that I come out or be myself. Because if I was, I mean, I'd be sashaying in there like you would not believe.
And there's nothing wrong with that, because, you know, it's like who you really are. And if you can't, I mean, for some reason I feel like just expressing it everywhere is like a good thing. Now, if you were in the army and you were gay, and, you know, I wouldn't say, oh, yeah, you know, walk in there with a scarf and all that, like, you know, Bruno or something.
Now you're touching other, I was in the army.
Ooh,
and,
okay.
And I was out. Ironically, I was.
Wow. So, oh my gosh. So you
were
out of the army?
In the army, I was stationed in England, and I was out, and I had gay friends, you name it. Everybody knew. Everybody kept it quiet, but everybody knew.
Wow.
So
I bet that was pretty comfortable.
It was awesome. Have you ever had British men?
No. I really want that. I want to travel. There's plenty of men out there that have some culture to them.
But it's weird, because here I am defending the country, and I'm in England, and I'm gay. And I have posters. Even my voicemail was gay on my phone. But here I'm at the hospital, and I am the straightest guy you will ever see.
Wow. Now, how come? You mind me asking?
It's a closer network. It's only four of us, and we're very, very tight. We work with each other every day, and a lot of our responsibilities have to do with how we carry ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
So if I was to somehow say, you know, I was gay, I subconsciously, I think it'll show some sort of weakness.
Weakness?
In their eyes. These ladies are traditional, old-fashioned women. You know, yesterday
I feel like they're very, like, I feel what you're saying. I think that's what the snake is. They're, like, those wise, kind of tricky women, like nitpick almost, and they have that snake bite to them. They can really bite. Am I right?
They're shy of saying gay men suck. You know, we don't make fun. We have gay patients. I have gay patients.
Yeah.
And they snicker and they're like giggle, you know, because the guy comes in because he's got a rash or whatever. But yesterday, I mean, for example, yesterday I lifted this cerebral palsy patient, 180 pounds, dead weight, from a wheelchair. I mean, a gay guy isn't supposed to do that. And there.
Yeah, so, okay, now here's, let me be a little flip side here. Now, you are so the untypical gay man at work, and if they really don't suspect it, maybe you are supposed to be doing, I'm just thinking here, it's not all, it's since this doesn't just involve yourself, if you were to come out, it would affect a lot of other people, maybe you're supposed to. Because I think gay men have a very important role here on Earth as human beings to really soften and give the masculine and give the males that more feminine edge. We were so masculine before in our recent Earth history that these men are slowly gaining the feminine aspect and we're really intertwining. And you know, there's more and more gay men coming out. They're flourishing. They're coming out from nowhere. I can't even tell you. When I went from 15 years old to having a gay MySpace to now, there's like hundreds and hundreds of people that just constantly have it. It's crazy. And, you know, there has to be some kind of reason, especially if other people think it's, you know, so wrong that it's not right and being gay is so bad. I don't know how many people like that are still out there because I don't encounter them because I do not wish to call them into my life, you know. But
I feel like I'm not the only one that has a quote-unquote double life. We're not bipolar, by all means.
Right.
But
well, if it was causing conflict, I would definitely consider that. Like, let me go back to the cards here. We have the Lily, then that Sith. Whew, that was scary. then the Sith is that cutting out, like I said. And if you cut yourself off from this someone or something, it's going to unlock this key for you, which is the last card, the key, which is overcoming pain, and it's also like it gives you a clue or a reason for something. It's really positive. So like something that has been either locked away or kind of put on hold will be unlocked now. You'll get that key, that insight of wisdom.
I've been screaming. I mean, on the inside, to just come out. Why, you know, I'm gay at home. I'm gay with my family, gay with among friends, but at work, that's what it is. That I don't know.
It very well could be, but who knows? There's other things. I mean, the only reason why I suggested the gay thing is because of the positive. The really positive feelings at the front and with the man being predominant. And since the man is really predominant in your life, I feel like you might, it's like, okay, you found your twin flame. Do you know how hard it is to find a twin flame? Especially when you go looking for it. Your twin flame is like your like other half, the other person that really ignites you within. Like you, a person is lucky if they find them. Seriously, I have to tell you that I first got involved on Blog Talk Radio from listening to a show by the Twin Flames, Erica and Dwayne. They called themselves the Twin Flames, and, you know, they, like, coined that name. And they were the first ones, and they're a part of the Gold Ring Game of Enlightenment. That's how I found them. And I started listening to their show, and I listened to it every week, and now they are, like, doing so well. They're so, like, they have the most amazing creation ever. And they're living in abundance. They're living through gratitude and love. And finding that twin flame is just so powerful. It is, like, one of the most glorious feelings. I know.
I had chills when Chance mentioned the twin flame. Either it's coincidence or not. Now, I lost track of this boy for 2 years. And oddly enough, I drive a Land Rover. Mine's black.
Ooh.
He drives a Land Rover. It's white.
Oh, now, my God. See?
Now, wait, yes, I drive a Land Rover. Now, oddly enough, I'm a nurse at the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
Oddly enough, he is in a nurse at an inpatient home.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, that. So when Chan said you met the twin flame, I was like, no. I was like, what? Medical field, same taste in vehicle. I mean, it's weird. Now, he's fit, I'm fit. Oh, there's so many things. And he's totally right. Chan literally just said what was going on.
Oh, yeah, he's definitely really good at that. He is really in tune. He is excellent. I hope he comes on the show again. That would be wonderful. But make sure you listen to his show, too. He said it's on Fridays. I think he puts a couple on every now and then for, like, special shows. So make sure you follow him, too.
Okay.
I'll be there.
I will.
For sure. And I like to call in, too, sometimes. So, like I said, the Blog Talk community, oh, my gosh, is so amazing to interact with. It's like...
For anybody else out there listening to right now, your readings from the very first time that I called it, I was so nervous, have been dead on.
Whew.
Every
wow.
single time. There's no mistaking. There's no questioning. They're dead on. Anybody out there, get a reading 3 day, 7 day.
Wow. Well, thank you. I hope that everyone takes your advice, Ian.
I'm so sorry for missing last week, but honestly, on a weekly basis, you calling in, you doing the readings are my, like, what get me going for the next week.
Oh, my gosh. That is so wonderful. Thank you so much. That means so much to me. You're such a beautiful, beautiful soul.
I very much appreciate you. And I'm speaking
here.
From what I'm feeling, and it is. Thank you. Thank you.
You're so welcome. Thank you for coming here. Like I said, I can't do it without you guys. You guys are the co-creators. And without you, it would not even be a show. And I wouldn't even be here. Well,
is sort of like my personal blog, because I call now and I feel relieved.
Oh, good. That's exactly how I want you to feel. That's how
I feel.
That's what I'm trying to promote. I love being able to heal and satisfy and make better. And I'm working on the healing. I want to be able to do a lot more types of healing. So
no, you've done the healing. Trust me. You've done the confirmation. You've done the healing. You've done the predictions and the confirmation all in one night.
All under 30 minutes. Woo!
I think I'm stealing the show, so I think I will let you go because you probably have other callers on cue.
Actually, not at the moment. If you really wanted to talk, we can talk for a little bit. We still have 30 minutes, but if not, I would be glad.
Tiffany might be rolling her eyes. No, the Thursday nights I look forward to because I live with my brother. We have a condominium and I live with my brother, but my brother is usually at work or he's always tired, so I really don't get a chance to talk with him. Other people I can't connect with because they're more distant and superficial, I guess is the word. So
human.
And I have all these things going on, you know, work, and more than anything, it's work. But then this guy comes along, and I told you about the last one that was interested in me, and I actually cut him off because I didn't have the time. And for this guy, I make time. I work I work through lunch just so that I can get through my medical charts and the medical records and the processing and everything so that I can get home at a decent hour and be available for him to call me, text me. And
Oh, that's so cute.
I'm doing it. I mean, before I was putting in 20, 30 hours overtime a week. Now I'm like, I'm home, and I'm here, and it's all good.
Okay, now I see it. I think you're going to be, that's definitely what I was seeing before. You might be cutting out work time and definitely cutting down, like, your hours a little bit so that you
That doesn't make a, I mean, I don't care about the hours. And it's only been 8 days. Saturday, tomorrow,
God.
I mean, 2 days from now, we're going to go see that new Moon movie. I already got the ticket.
I wonder how it is. I hope somebody, it's starting right now. How crazy.
It is. Actually, it is. Yeah, right now. It sucks. I already saw it.
You saw it already?
Yeah, it was streamlined through my cousin from Virginia. Yeah, don't believe
okay.
that. No, but
wow.
We already made a date. I didn't tell him I already saw it. We already made the date. We're going on Saturday. And bless his heart. I don't know. I can't believe I threw this guy to the curb 2 years ago, not knowing back then what I know now about him.
And it's a good thing you did, because then you wouldn't be where you are now. Maybe.
Now I have to make up for it. I feel like I have to make up for it, and I'm trying. But, well, that's why I'm here. You are, like, I'm very bad with things. You're my pillar. Your show is my pillar. That won't let you fall down. You guys, like, you and Vance, and I forgot the other gentleman's name that was on before.
Kevin. Reba.
You guys don't let me fall down. You guys keep me going, and it works. It's working. And this is why I call back and say thank you every time. Because if not, I'd be a mess.
Thank you. That is the biggest thank you, is just calling back and even calling to talk. It's wonderful. I very much appreciate it. It's so amazing that I can help you and help you feel this way and make you feel like that there is somebody there who really does care.
And it's funny because I have your MySpace. I have a couple of your MySpace pictures because I mentioned him. Actually, I talked to him about you. I talked about the show.
Oh, really?
And and he was wondering if you lived in Texas. And I'm like, actually, no. He lives, like, in Ohio or something. I said, but I have a couple of his pictures. And I showed him your pictures. And he was like, oh, this is who you're talking to about us. I'm like, I will be.
Was he like, okay, what's
now, it? His first comments were, damn, he's tall.
Yeah, that's usually what it is. And the next one is, whoa, your voice is deep.
Other than that, that was like, you know, it. I showed him your picture, and that was his only comment. Like, damn, he's tall. I'm like, but you know what? If it wasn't for him, I wouldn't either be this stable or this balanced. And ever since the show started, and ever since I started tuning in, I'm relaxed. I'm well-adjusted, and I am balanced. That's why I am who I am now, and this is who you see before you.
So beautiful. Oh, I love it. That's so inspiring. That is amazingly inspiring for me. That just makes me want to do so much. I can't wait. Seriously, you should see me right now. Oh my gosh, I look so gay. I'm, like, waving my hands around.
I would flip my hair and do a twirl, but I'm on my bed.
Well, Ian, thank you so much for calling in. Now, there's a couple other people that decided to call in, so we're going to run right through. But if you – are you going to stay on the chat, or do you want to listen on the phone still?
No. Go ahead. I'm going to hang up, and I'm in the chat, and I got my headphones going with the whole listening to the show.
All right.
Thank you,
deal.
Brandon.
Thank you so much,
Tiffany, for being there.
All right, Ian. Have a good night.
You too. We'll talk to you later.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Oh, so beautiful. I'm so glad that I could help you, Ian. That just makes me feel absolutely wonderful. Okay. We are going to go to the next caller. I'm going to put on 440-342. Let's see who this is. Hello, caller. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
How are you? I want to thank the other guy that just hung up with you.
Oh, Ian?
Yeah, he was really nice. I liked him.
He is. He's so nice. I'm so glad he called in. I missed him. Yeah, he wasn't here last week. And I was like, Ian. And he was like, I'm going to show up, blah, blah, blah. I'm so excited. And then he came tonight, so that was good. And he's so nice, and he's so lucky. Oh, my gosh. He found his twin flame. So, who are we speaking with? And from where?
Tony, you know who.
Tony.
I know exactly who it was. Okay. Well, did you want to talk? Did you want a reading? What are you?
I want a reading. You don't want to know what's on my mind.
Oh, boy. All right. Well, I think you know the drill. I need you to count increments from 1 to 7. And every time you say a number, I'm going to draw a card for you. So go ahead and begin at 1 whenever you're ready.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
All right. Beautiful. I'm going to do the reveal. All right. We have the flowers, the coffin, the book, the road, the child, the ring, and the garden. Okay. Now, there's very positive feelings going on right now, like flowering of good things, that happy little kind of little girl feeling. It's about matters that something that's kind of been put on hold, things that you're really waiting for, especially in this moment, and you definitely will be in the next 24 hours or so. And it's telling me that there's things that you need to look into. The book is next to the coffin, so that matter that's on hold needs to be looked into. It needs to be searched, researched. The book is unopened, so events are still disclosed. And after looking into this and learning more, your central card is the road, and you're going to be going through some changes. There's definitely changes to be had in your very near future, and it is going to bring a state of childlike bliss into your life concerning your relationships and your social life. It's very positive. The bonds are being strengthened, and the places. It's very, very good. All positive cards. The death card is just the holder, you know what I mean? But that's the only, like, quote-unquote negative card that you have in yours.
Yeah, but you know as well as I do, they don't mean negative things. It's just how you interpret.
Exactly. That's why I use the quotations.
Yeah.
So does that resonate with you? What's going on?
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, good deal.
I can pretty much grasp that whole thing.
So I have to mention, for some reason I just need to talk to you about this. Have you ever thought of starting your own blog talk show?
Actually, I did. I have, because of you. You inspired me. I did think about it.
Oh, yes. Awesome.
Yeah.
That's so sweet. you definitely need to start a show because I want to come in and listen and guest star on your show.
Oh, of course.
No, shut the F up. You dude. Not you.
My brother.
Oh, he says hi.
How are you? Long time no see.
But yes, you definitely need to start a show. You are very, very wise, intuitive, and you're very good at what you do. And you
Thank
are,
you.
Aren't you a reverend?
Soon. Yes.
Soon. In training.
Yeah, I will be a reverend by the I want to say before St. Patrick's Day.
Ooh,
definitely
okay, that's
before
St.
Patrick's Day. Yeah. I wanna shoot for before February, but you know, things happen. So I wanna say.
Oh my gosh, you know what you need to do? This is what it needs to be. On Thursdays with the Dream Teacher, you hear it first exclusive. Tony, Reverend Tony here, setting up a show. So, Tony, tell us about yourself. What are you about, and what do you bring to the table, and what kind of show would you like to create?
Well, I would probably do something similar to you, not to try to copy you or steal any of your loyal fans.
Absolutely not. Because,
you know, I am a psychic as well, so I like to do that, and then I'd be a minister, so I'd be able to, like, help people with advice, and, well, I could do that anyway, because people like to talk to me for some reason and listen.
Oh, yeah, definitely. My dad used to call it a moron magnet.
Yeah.
But I interpret that completely different. Obviously, there's something in our makeup, our biorhythm, our biology, our spiritual self that draws others to us, and we really have to, it's like our calling, it's our mission, you know?
Yeah.
So go ahead. I didn't mean to
you gotta help people. Like,
oh yeah.
Ever since I was a child, I've always wanted just to help people in the world because it's so wrong and it's so demented, messed up and twisted, and it's not how it should be.
Not at all.
Yeah.
Well, it's growing. It's getting better. And I see it in so many different ways. And like we were talking about before, Blog Talk certainly has helped the way. And I have to mention, for some reason, it just came into my head, TED.com. Everybody, if you're listening, TED.com is one of the most amazing sites ever. And that is also one of my goals and wishes, is to one day speak for TED.com. Exclusive whatever that is, not a radio, like interview, presentation, whatever. It's so, oh my gosh, so amazing. Check it out, TED.com. There's amazing, great, innovative thinkers, creative thinkers, beautiful people, beautiful artists. It's wonderful. So definitely check it out. Okay, sorry, Tony, go ahead. I just think you like that.
Oh, no, I know. I understand. But no, I'm also, because I'm going to be a reverend, I'm going to enlighten everybody listening. I am going to be a first-degree priestess of the pagan church. So I will be, like, enlightening people on, like, Wicca and pagan issues, and if they have any questions about, you know, the path of the god and the goddess, willingly ask. Or if you know you need help writing a spell, give me a call. Or, you know, stuff like that, or I'm also a Reiki master, so.
Oh, that is great. Now, there's a lot of Reiki masters on Blog Talk Radio. They do a lot of healing shows, and they are wonderful. So that would be excellent, too, for you. And it really promotes business because you have this free show. It gives these people a little bite, a little taste, and then you can really blossom your career. You can quit your normal people job, and you can actually
that would be great to do, because I would love to quit Little Caesars.
You really can, I promise. I'm in the process right now, and I'm going along with this whole death of everything, and it's certainly falling into beautiful places with me, and new things are coming up, and it is the most glorious opportunity I could ever ask for. Seriously, it
That's
is
good.
You would be silly not to take advantage of this.
Well, to let everybody else out there and, well, I almost said TV land, but out there listening, yeah. I also work at Aradia's Garden as a psychic as well. So, and I also provide the same services there as I would on the radio show.
I just got a paper. I went to Enchanted Gardens in downtown Willoughby.
The Enchanted time. Grove.
Oh,
the
yeah,
Enchanted
yeah,
Grove.
Yeah. I'm trying to pick up my notebook. Where is the paper?
Pick up your notebook.
I just did. Put it in there. No, it's not in there. Oh, it is.
Aha.
No, okay, well, I had something with me, and it's not here anymore, but I checked out that place. It was the first time I ever walked into a spiritual shop, and I went to Aradia's Garden, but they were closed.
Did you go on a Tuesday?
I think so, yeah.
That's why.
How come they're closed on Tuesdays?
Because every other spiritual shop like that is always closed on Mondays, so she closes
yeah.
on Tuesday. So if anybody uh-huh. needs anything on Monday, that they could go there, because everybody
uh-huh.
else closed Monday, so she closes on Tuesday.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. Smart business.
Well, I definitely want to come in there and check it out. Like, you were telling me about it, and it just sounds so interesting, and I'm very intrigued.
I work tomorrow.
Do you?
I work, yep, all day tomorrow. I will be there all day.
Good deal. All right, well, maybe I will stop in. Back
you
around.
Should.
Oh, awesome. So, is there anything else that you would like to add?
While
you have one.
Actually, yeah. Guess what I did this evening? I went out and made a new tool of divination. Well, I didn't invent it, but I made them.
Okay, personal creation, but they're great spiritual advocates.
Yeah, they are called Witches' Ruins.
Oh, okay, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, I went and made some this evening at class.
What did you make them
from wood.
Okay, there you go.
Wood, paint, and blood.
Oh, my.
Who's blood?
Yeah,
who's blood? Your own?
My blood, yes. You take 3 drops of your own blood and mix it in with the paint to activate the ruins for you.
Ah, okay. I feel ya.
Yeah,
that is
some perks on my fingers from a couple of other spells that I've done recently.
Oh, that's no less than somebody with diabetes. They're doing the same thing, right?
Right, pretty much.
Hey, as long as it's working for you, that is beautiful. So how are they working well for you?
So far, yeah. I only made them this evening, and I've only done 3 readings, but yeah, they've worked.
Would you like to do a reading now? Tiffany is here, and she has a question.
Okay, because these are kind of question things. If you want to know something, ruins are a really good way to go, or an oracle deck of cards.
Probably cards, because I have no idea what the other thing is.
Well, the ruins will give you the same answer.
Oh, well, whatever.
Well, either one will give you a yes or no answer.
Oh.
Do the runes, because I want to hear a reading with those.
Okay, here, let me move to the floor and try to channel her real quick, because technically you're supposed to... There's a piece of amethyst that you're supposed to hold and ask your question to, and I'm supposed to roll it with it. So I'm going to try to channel her real quick. Okay, now tell her to ask her question either in her head or out loud, however she feels more comfortable.
Yeah. Hold on, let me think of a question real quick. Hold on.
All right, Tiffany.
What?
Did you ask your question?
All right. I thought I was going to think about it. Okay. My question is, if my aunt will make it longer than Saturday, or will revive herself, like, come out of her coma and live longer than Saturday? Pretty much that's my question.
Okay, so the question is about health issues with the grandmother or the aunt, you said?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, Ian says hi to you, Tony, by the way, from the chat room.
Hi, Ian. How are you? Okay. I'm listening to it on the computer, actually. My friend Brittany is in the room, but I'm on the phone. Okay. Well, the sun rune had actually fallen while I was holding them. And hold on. Let me find my little cheat sheet real quick, because these are kind of new to me, so I haven't really used them that much. Okay. The answer that you seek equals a yes, because of the sun rune had fallen, and the sun rune means success and progress, and that had fallen out while I was doing it. So I would take that answer as a yes.
That's good to hear.
Yeah.
Can I ask another question?
Go right ahead.
Damn it, I just had it too. Ooh. No, I already know the answer. What kind of questions can I ask? Like, I don't even know. Like,
you can ask any yes or no question.
Any yes or no question.
Yep.
Shit. Drawing blank. I love you.
Okay, so Tiffany is out of questions right now.
Okay, would you like to ask one?
Honestly, there's nothing I really need to question right now. I am just being, and I am in a perfect state. And I have nothing that I need to ask. I feel like I know what I know. I need to know everything that I know.
Well, that's good to know.
Well, Tony, I really look forward to you creating your blog talk show. I will be right here listening and spreading the word for you. So make sure you let me know when you start it. Hopefully, you start it
tonight. You'll have to help me.
Tomorrow, who knows? You can schedule a show even in an hour or two, and people will definitely show up. All you got
to
do is
help me because I don't know how to do it.
Wait, what?
Is it easy?
Oh, my gosh. It's so easy. It's very easy. It is so user-friendly and, like, new people-friendly that it's just, it works out fabulous. And Holistic, hello again. I just wanted to say hello to you again. Thank you for coming. I'm so grateful.
Okay, so I had a quick question.
Okay.
What are you doing afterwards?
I'm not sure right now. I'm hanging out with Tiffany and Zach. I'm kicking it at my house. But if you want to call me in a couple of minutes, then we can talk.
Okay. I'll call you shortly after the show's over.
All right, Tony. I'll talk to you in a bit.
Thank you for calling in.
Thank you so much.
Thank
and
you.
I look forward to your creation.
Thank you for having me.
Okay. So, we've got 5 minutes left. Man, time surely flies. I love it. So, again, thank you all so much for coming. We have Luke in the chat, Ian, and a guest from Germany, which is pretty cool. I didn't know we had such little foreign interests. That's pretty cool. And we have the other guest, which I think is Tony's computer. Brittany, if I'm not mistaken. So hello, darling. And thank you for listening. Oh, well, I am certainly basking in feelings of gratitude and love. We have here co-created such a beautiful place for all to come, any to come, and show up and get insight, anything. It's really, this is exactly what I wanted to happen. And I am holding my gratitude rock right now. And yes, oh yes, Ian, it is pretty much TiVo. I wanted to mention, if you got a reading or would like to keep the show on your updated iTunes list, you can find any of the shows archived online on the profile page. All you have to do is click the little button, the download, or the iTunes button. It'll sync it right to your iTunes, or it'll download right to your computer. And you can have your personalized reading forever, forever and ever and ever. And you can listen to it whenever you want. And, I mean, if you need a little pick-me-up or something, you need to listen to it, because that's what I'm trying to do, is provoke those positive feelings. So take a listen on the archives. And yes, I don't know. I'm just so excited. Dan keeps distracting me for some reason. He's really getting into my brain here. All right. I wanted to leave off with everyone keeping their hearts set on love, following their hearts. And we're going to leave off with a little Black Eyed Peas, finding out where is the love. Infinite love and gratitude to you all. Thank you all so much for coming. Sweet dreams, my beautiful co-creators.
the world on my shoulder. As I'm getting older, your people get colder. Most of us only care about money making. Selfishness got us following the wrong direction. Wrong information always shown by the media. Negative images is the main criteria. Infecting the young minds faster than bacteria. Kids wanna act like what they see in the cinema. Whatever happened to the values of humanity? Whatever happened to the fairness and equality? Instead of spreading love, we're spreading animosity. Lack of understanding leading us away from unity. That's the reason why sometimes I'm feeling under. That's the reason why sometimes I'm feeling down. It's no wonder why sometimes I'm feeling under. Gotta keep my faith alive and love is found. Now ask yourself. All we got,
one world.
There's something wrong with it.
Yeah.
Something's wrong with it.
Yeah.
Something's wrong with the world. Here, yeah. We only got one.